minutes. So we are joined by Advocate Sibui. Advocate, a very good morning to you. Siyabonga mnaka ukuthi sasena sesikhathi manje ukukhuluma nathi namhla ekuseni. We're talking about these two husbands that won a case to use their wives' surnames. First of all, they challenged section, I think it's 26(1) of the Registration of Births and Deaths Act. What does this act mean before we go into what the case is and how things are going to change, if are, moving forward?
Look, good morning to you. Good morning to the listeners. Without any waste of time, let me answer you differently. I will answer you differently by starting with the Constitution, which says the Constitution is the supreme law. Any law inconsistent with it is invalid. The Bill of Rights is a yardstick, a cornerstone through which all decisions are to be determined. Mm. Section 9 of the Constitution is the Equality Clause, which reads as follows: no discrimination on the basis of race, sex, or gender. So that will be important because it answers your questions. Now let's go to Section 26(1). Section 26(1) says, subject to the provisions of this act or any other law, no person shall assume or describe himself by or pass under any surname other than that which he has been included in the population register, mm-hmm. or that under which he obtained permanent residence in the Republic, unless the Director General has authorized him to assume that other surname, provided that this subsection shall not apply, A, when a woman after a marriage, including marriage according to the rights of the Islamic or any other Indian religion or customary union, as defined in Section 35 of the Black Administration Act of 1927. So I am saying, to answer your question, the applicants approached the court. I've seen that decided judgment after you've communicated to me. It happened on the 29th of August in Bloemfontein. And Judge Mshambi has obviously granted them the right. In other words, they opposed that section on the basis that the section itself discriminates against women. And you will note that throughout the world, even during the Stone Age, ancient Greek, women were regarded as people that responsibility were to gather wood. In some other countries, like even today, they are not even allowed to go to school, especially in some of the of the areas around the East. So basically, the section itself is discriminating, and I believe that this judgment will pass the constitutional test or constitutional muster, because remember, as much as we have this judgment in the High Court, it is still have to be confirmed by the Constitutional Court, mm-hmm. which the Constitutional Court is a final arbiter in deciding all constitutional matters. Yes, definitely I agree with what Judge Mshambi has said. Although, remember, it provides some conflict based on culture and tradition. Mm. Remember, after assuming, obviously, marriage with a woman, the woman changes her surname to that of a man. But a man does not change her surname to that of a woman. So basically, there is a conflict. There is a violation of the rights of women based on the Equality Clause. So it is for that reason that they have approached the court.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, we don't have time, but a question that comes to mind, if you can answer me in less than 1 minute, what do we do in a case of malobola, for instance? Because culturally, it would be the man that would have to go and lobola, the woman's family. Now, if you're a male and you want to take your soon-to-be wife's last name, how does that work as far as that is concerned?
Remember, lobola itself, as far as I know, it constitutes a relationship. It constitutes a relationship. You are formally saying that you are getting married. Lobola itself doesn't mean that a man does assume basically more power than a woman. Constitutionally speaking, it means there is a relationship that is being obviously commenced between the two families. So if you view Lobola in that manner, we don't have a problem. But if we view Lobola as a situation in which a man assumes more power than a woman, then definitely we have a problem. There will be a conflict. Mm-hmm. Remember what this man did as they were approaching the court. They are emphasizing the equality clause. In other words, that we are all equal before the law. So basically, there should be no one who is above the law. And that does not it does not conflict with culture. If we understand it very well, the base of Lobola. Lobola has had a problem in a situation where we have viewed it culturally as a situation in which it's for dominance, and it shouldn't be like that.
Okay.
That's my understanding in the interpretation of the Constitution.
Perfect. Well, that's Advocate Sibuye. Advocate, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the listeners.
Amen. You know what I wonder? I wonder what Babu Lubis, I wonder what Dr. Mafika Lubisi would say in a situation like this, because it sounds like now it's going to be the Constitution versus culture. In as much as he says that, umasibuka iConstitution ni malobola. You know, this works. Mm-hmm. You know, if malobola aren't based on, oh, you're a man, then it means you are the head of the family. You have more power than the woman. It works. But we know culture not to be like that.
Mm. And that's where maybe the debate could be in terms of Guti. Are you following culture or are you following constitution?
Yeah, it sounds like we have been westernized, eh?
Good morning, Rise of Mpumalanga Zishe. JT, this thing has been happening for quite some time. For an example, how many child have been called by their mother's name, although it's not their father's name? So, yes, in a true sense, obviously, when you are married, definitely, I don't think there's a man that would like to change his name for you. But if your surname is one of the prominent surname, you know, like your Mandela, your Motsipe, maybe a husband will consider to change the surname into those one of the prominent, because it will come with benefit. Thank you.